President Bush today was sounding skeptical that Saddam Hussein will comply with UN resolutions and disarm. The Bush administration is eager to keep up pressure on Iraq and is continuing to try to piece together an international coalition in case of war. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, diplomatic efforts are moving into high gear.
At a Pentagon ceremony this afternoon, President Bush said the UN inspectors could succeed only if Saddam Hussein changes his ways. One big test comes this Sunday, a deadline for Iraq to fully account for its weapons programs. President Bush says he wants to see a credible and complete declaration, but so far, he says, the signs are not encouraging.
Inspectors do not have the duty or the ability to uncover terrible weapons hidden in a vast country. The responsibility of inspectors is simply to confirm the evidence of voluntary and total disarmament. It is Saddam Hussein who has the responsibility to provide that evidence.
President Bush insists that war is the last option, but in a clear message to potential allies, he warns that looking away from danger would only be a prelude to a broader war. As he made his comments, Bush administration officials began touring Europe in a bid to get more allies on board for a potential U.S. military strike against Iraq. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz and Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs Mark Grossman made a brief stop in London on their way to Turkey, which is seen as a key ally. The U.S. uses bases in Turkey to enforce no-fly zones in Iraq and would like to continue to use military bases there if it goes to war. In order to woo the new Turkish government, the U.S. has been aggressively supporting Turkey's bid to join the European Union. Secretary of State Colin Powell confirmed in a recent interview that the U.S. is also considering a new aid package for Ankara.
We are in touch with Turkey as to what their needs might be, both in the absence of a conflict, we support Turkey, and if there were to be a conflict, how might that affect Turkey? They were seriously affected in a very negative way during the Gulf War, and they are sensitive to such a potential problem in the event of a new conflict, as are we. So we stay in close touch with our Turkish friends.
The Bush administration is also courting other nations to see what they would have to offer. It has asked more than 50 countries to contribute to a potential military operation in Iraq, from combat troops to overflight rights. Now the U.S. is following up with personal visits. After Turkey, Undersecretary Grossman will be traveling to Greece, Cyprus, Germany, the Netherlands, France, and Portugal. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher says the trip is part of the administration's effort to keep the world focused on Iraq.
We're looking with other governments to consult on the issues of Iraq and how to ensure Iraqi compliance, full compliance with Resolution 1441. It's an important matter for many people in the world, including people in the region like the Turks.
Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage and Stephen Hadley, the Deputy National Security Advisor, are among the other Bush administration officials due to take this message abroad. By sending so many high-level officials on Iraq-related missions, the Bush administration hopes to keep up the pressure on Baghdad and build up a coalition for war if Saddam Hussein doesn't change his ways. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.